so long, and these pictures of you will never hold on to your heart. Walking so long for the words to be true, you're always just breaking my pictures of you.
Is a message of extreme urgency from the government of Canada. There is a danger of enemy attack on North America. Every householder is advised to begin immediately the construction of an emergency shelter.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
watch the skies. Read all the instructions with bright blue eyes. We're WISPs, yeah, proud American sons. We know how to clean our teeth and how to strip down a gun, cause we're the
first state of America.
Our star-spangled Union Jack flutters so proud over the dancing heads of the merry patriotic crowd. Yeah, tip your hat to the Yankee conquerors. We got no reds under the bed, with guns under our pillows, with our opportunities. Ha! Watch us revel in our liberty. Well, you can say what you like, but it doesn't change anything. Cause the corridors of power, they're an ocean away. We're the
51st states of America.
And law and poverty, oh, oh, oh. FM, CATR. That was Caroline, of course, with Sex in Kansas City. And my name is Hans von Kloss of Polish Import. And yeah, happy Sweden Day. It's all good. It's all black and yellow and red and white and green and all those rainbow colors. And it's so patriotic and it's so good. Want to make you cry. Well, the best place in life. Okay, did try to find a bunch of Canadian music to play tonight, and I really wasn't able, and I've been trying very hard. But I think there's a more important thing that happened last week, following the night of this show. Than any Canada Day, and yeah, we'll go there first. This is Music Hour, listen to 101.9 FM, CATR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo, of course. And once again, I'm your Polish import, my name is Hans von Kloss, and day is number 1 of July 2009, and yeah, you are one day closer. Like I said, more important than day number 1 of July. That was the last Thursday. And rest in peace, my friend.
my strong advice. Just remember to always think twice.
Never my thing, but well, you have to admit he was brilliant, whatever he was doing. Well, it's too bad things like this happen in life, because that is a part of it, apparently. So, and When I hear about things like this, see those things happen to good people, and at the same time you pass by on the street or being just harassed by other people, and realizing that you're still breathing the same air they do, it's so unfair and it's so fucked up. It makes you so angry, so alone. And the funny thing is, it's scary at the same time. There's more and more retards out there. And nothing can be done about it, unfortunately. So let's hope for this one day that I always wish for. We'll all go together one day with some nuclear or whatever winter will be. That will just take us away forever from this planet, and just leave animals and beauty behind. Well, happy Nigeria Day. And there's a few moments of nothing for Michael, and then we go to some happy Polish day.
the old iron bridges, across the Victorian parks, and all the frightened people running home before dark. Past the Saturday morning cinema, glass crumbling to the ground, and a piss-stinking shopping centre in the new side of town. I've come to smell the seasons change and watch the city as the sun goes down again.
Here comes another winter of long shadows and high hopes. Here comes another winter waiting for utopia, waiting for hell to freeze over. This is the land where nothing changes, a land of red buses and blue bloody babies. This is the place where pensioners are apes and their hearts are being cut from the welfare state. And the poor drink the milk while the rich eat the honey. Let the bums count their blessings while they count the money.
Well, if that doesn't sound to you like Canada, I don't know what else does. Yeah, it's 20 till midnight. You listen to Hans von Plaus, and that's Miserere.
So many people can express what's on their minds. Nobody knows them, nobody ever will, until their backs are broken, their dreams are stolen, and they can't get what they want, then they're gonna get angry.
Well, it ain't written in the papers, but it's written on the walls. The way this country's divided into four, so the cranes are moving on the skyline, trying to knock down this town. But the stains on the heartland can never be removed from this country that's sick, sad and confused. Long shadows and high hopes. Here comes another winter, waiting for utopia, waiting for hell to freeze over.
Bankers getting sweaty beneath the white collars as a pound in our pocket turns to a dollar.
This is the 51st days of the USA. This is the 51st days of the USA. This is the 51st day of the USA.
Matt Johnson, of course. 51st state of USA. Yeah, we are one, actually.
Everybody's bloody 51st state of USA. Scary, very scary.
That's more for Michael. That's just... it's kind of day. You have to pay tribute for the guy. I'm not the only one. And I hope I'm not the only one. I said that was never my thing, but we all love music, and he did one of the best ones. So, of course, he was never like Sex Pistols or for me, or Joy Division, but he did something that nobody ever had before. So there you go, a little bit more of Michael Jackson for you. Here, no hits all the time, believe it or not.
Capitol Hill. Collective views, I'm standing still. Was there something that I missed? I never thought it could come to this. Marching up to Capitol Hill.
And that's where all things fell apart. Well, disappointment. See, couldn't find anything here, and yeah, the music sounded a little bit crappier too. It's midnight, so why don't we just do some a little history? It's not really that long ago. You probably remember that guy.
Mr. Harper?
Mr. Harper, many are saying that you are trying to radically remake Canadian society into an American model by decimating cultural programs that have helped launch the careers of Grammy Award nominees, Oscar-winning filmmakers, and Booker-winning writers. What do you say to your critics?
Cette affaire.
You know, Patrice, I love Canadian culture. I love Tom Green, Mike Myers, Jim Carrey. Before I started making depressing films, I don't have to give them a penny, and they make real culture. I love hockey. I just love seeing big men sweating and grinding into each other. I love the rodeo. This is the manly image that I want for Canada, and it's the reason I always give hockey jerseys to my fellow leaders, even the ones who never heard of hockey.
I'm sorry, prove it.
And Mr. Harper, in 2001-2002, StatsCan reported that with a $6.8 billion investment from three levels of government, the arts and culture sector generated $26 billion for the economy and employed 740,000 people, more than agriculture, forestry, fishing, mining, oil, gas, and utilities.
Is that true? Wow. But why can't they make more films like The Love Guru? I pissed myself laughing on that one. Or how about Breakfast with Scott? Okay, the characters were gay, but it had hockey, and no one's perfect.
These art cuts were announced on a Friday in the middle of summer vacation during the Olympics. Was this a deliberate attempt to avoid criticism by the Canadian people?
Maybe a bit. It worked, no?
On a related note, your government passed Bill C-10 this spring, which denies funding to film and TV shows you consider offensive. Then, just this week, the CRTC gave the green light to a new Canadian porno channel. How do you justify this contradiction?
Porn is an honest, booming industry. It will employ many Canadians. Some who lose their jobs in documentary and television can go work in pornography. Also, look at the image it will give Canadians. Strong, virile. I like that.
Merci beaucoup.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline, Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment. So he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. Cheese pavilion, and the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of a fanzine writer. In pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the great leap forward. Sales are organised and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the great leap forwards. Oh, one leap forwards, two leaps back. Will politics get me in a sack? Waiting for the great leap. Well, here comes the future and you can't run from it. If you've got a blacklist, I want to be on it. Waiting for the right leap forward. Well, it's a mighty long way down rock and roll from top of the pops to drawing a thumb. When you're waiting for the right leap forward. If no one out there understands, start your own revolution and cut out the middle man. Right, leap forward. In a perfect world, we don't sing in tune, but this is reality. So give us a run.
So there you go. Canada Day, it's over. Officially in for the last 5 minutes. So now we have to wait for another excuse to get drunk. Oh, Canada. I got some water boy stuff here, Old England, and you can actually apply this to this country as well. And why wouldn't you? Because it's almost the same place. It's all crap all over the world anyway. I remember when I was young, I remember everything's black and white for some reason from my childhood. And now I'm trying to find some special place for me. And well, it ain't here, but it's still all good, apparently. So there it is, the water boys, Old England, and how about Old Canada? Or Old Poland, or whatever. It's a brilliant piece of music.
my table and wage war on myself. It seems like it's all for nothing. I know the barricades and I know the mortar in the wall breaks. I recognize the weapons, use them well. This is my mistake, let me make it good. I raised the wall, and I will be the one to knock it down. I have a rich understanding of my finest defenses. I proclaim claims are left unstated. I demand a rematch. I decree a stalemate. I divine my deeper motives. I recognize the weapons. I practiced them well. I fitted them myself.
It's amazing what devices you can sympathize.
This is my mistake. Let me make it good. I raised the wall, and I will be the one to knock it down. Reach out for me. Talk to me. This is my world, and I am a world leader. Pretend this is my life, and this is my time. I have been given the freedom to do as I see fit. It's high time I raise the walls that I've constructed. It's amazing what devices you can sympathize. This is my mistake. Let me make it good. I raise the wall, and I will be the one to knock it down. Fill in the mortar, you fill in the harmony, you fill in the mortar. I raise the wall, and I'm the only one. I will be the one to knock it down.
I don't know, I find this song so depressing. There's no hope. There's no such thing like democracy, and especially in this country. Everybody keeps telling us how democratic this place is, where you can vote freely for three parties that are all the same people. Anyway, so, well. It's quarter after midnight. stay tuned for Andy and Adam in the morning. DJ Goulash, should I say. And this show doesn't have any legs, any anything. It's just all over the place. It's just all fuck up. But it's happening. And it's too late. Turn clock back and not no regrets. And like I said, I was looking for some cool bands from this very country. And I had a really hard time. I found a couple. Pretty old ones. And yeah, because what I was looking for, and I don't know, they're hiding very well, those bands, because I can't find them, really, the good ones. And I had a displeasure towards this Much Music Awards, whatever the hell that was, for like
a little bit here, a little bit there. And there was 10 bands, maybe 15, and they all bloody sounded the same. Like they come from one studio and one guy is writing this music. And it was pathetic. And what the hell I know, right? Okay, there it goes, Animal Slaves, the local band, and apparently she's still singing with some other band around the town. And it's really too bad that she didn't make bigger, but maybe that's because she's good. We'll be right back.
for my money, one of the best things that ever happened to this country. Musically, of course, except maybe Tea Party and Rush. All the rest is just mediocre shit, as far as I know, anyway. With some exceptions, of course. You know what? We'll play one more of this. I think they're from US or whatever they were from. Sons of Freedom. And this music is 20 years old and it's still bloody fresh. It's really a shame. You know what? I'm getting really bored tonight. I have a feeling the two of you out there are getting bored as well. We'll go to another one, Sons of Freedom, and then I'm getting the hell out of your faces and your ears. I wish you rain.
Competition to go and live on this island, and he lives there rent-free, gets paid to be there, I think, and all he has to do every day is blog and film a 60-second video, I think, and send photos.